Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. This is Mackenzie Bennett. I'm your host. And today on the show, we have Nancy Gaines. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Hey, Mackenzie. So excited to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
No problem. It was great to meet you in Chicago at Podcast Movement. And we've been, you know, connecting since then and happy to have you on.
Great. I loved Podcast Movement. That was my first one ever. Do you go every year?
That was my second year. I went last year when I was in Fort Worth as well. And this year we brought some more team members, so we were able to spread out a little bit more, and that worked out very well for us. And I think the event went great overall.
My favorite part was everyone was so approachable, not only the vendors, but people that were doing podcasts. They were really a fun group. Not sure what I was expecting, but they definitely exceeded my expectations.
Oh, good. That is something that is good for people to hear. Because a podcaster can come up to a vendor or someone that they would be a little intimidated to contact just maybe via email, but they see them in person and say, oh, okay, I see them talking to another person over there, and it just gives them a little bit more confidence to reach out to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Podcast Movement, that's how we met. But today we have two articles to talk about. And your show, the Nancy Gaines Show, and how you use PowerPress a little bit. And that's going to be it. So I am ready to talk about the Hitachi Foundation podcast is whenever you are.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so I have heard of the Hitachi Foundation at some point in my life, but today I found an article about them, and they are doing a podcast. And it's hosted by Adam Davidson, who also co-founded Planet Money and is an economy writer for the New York Times. So he's, you know, got some credibility there. But they are doing a show on entrepreneurs. For this new season, they are looking for stories, and they want people to submit their stories to be on the show. A lot of you out there will be able to submit your stories. And Nancy, you are a consultant, so this might be right up your alley.
Oh, absolutely. And I used to be a corporate employee until about 2 years ago. I actually consulted for IBM, Ernst & Young, to Fortune companies. Left my job 2 years ago when I was sitting in a seminar, and I thought, there's so much more I want to do. Made the decision to quit right there on the spot. Thought I better check it with my husband, and he agreed it was okay, which is good. And now I help entrepreneurs. My team and I focus on productivity, so getting more things done in less time and just having a lot more ease in your business. So that article is perfect, right up my alley.
I think you should actually submit yourself to this. It has some focus that, you know, it's telling people to, if it's right up their alley, but it's niche or customer segments. If someone is in a business that is very niche specific, they want to hear your story. You focus on the personality, like if your personality is part of your business. So maybe someone that has a business but is also like a comedian or something like that. And then impressive success with profit and income. So essentially businesses that are doing very well money-wise.
Well, I'm not a comedian, but I am more of a behind-the-scenes person because, like them, I believe that entrepreneurship is truly the way to have abundance. I'm sure you know a lot of things are changing in our world with our economy. The election is coming up. There's all sorts of things going on. And for people to really take control, they should highly consider being a business owner. Not only is it good for freedom and abundance, but when you make a lot of money, when you make millions, you can give millions away, just like the Hitachi Foundation, mm-hmm. and help other people do a lot of things. So money is a great means to do that. I help people just get there faster. I've seen too many entrepreneurs start out thinking it's going to be easy, and there's work. These first 2 years have been a lot of work, but really have paid off as well. So I just want to help people shortcut that success so they don't quit right before they're about to have massive improvements and success in their life.
You help provide some of that motivation. And by getting them quicker, you need a little less motivation in the long run.
motivation and just knowing the right things to do in the right order, how to put systems in place, because the goal is actually to be able to set up your business so mm-hmm. you can sell it in 5 years. Whether you do or not, that's your choice, but you want to have it so systemized. Think of McDonald's, right? They're all about systems, not so much about their hamburgers.
Yeah, you make a good point.
You walk into any McDonald's, it's set up exactly the same way, and that's why they can sell it. So entrepreneurs need to think the same way, not as a hobby, but as a business that they can sell.
You're right. Reminds me of one of my business teachers in high school saying, when you start your business, you also need to have an exit strategy.
Yes, and a lot of people are missing that exit strategy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're also focusing on things that are unlikely. So if you are an entrepreneur that has a business involving, I don't know, butterflies, that's a little unusual for the typical entrepreneur. So if your passion or even just your personality is unlikely or unusual, they want to hear from you as well.
Yeah, I can't think of any of my clients just yet, but I'm going to keep that in the front of my mind. And if I find someone who's got those two criteria, definitely encourage them to submit, because it's great visibility too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, this is the type of thing that I feel NPR type shows do all the time. They put out a submission form and say, we want to hear from you for the strangest reasons. And they get an influx of stories every week.
Are you familiar with helpareporter.com, Mackenzie?
That is, isn't that kind of where you like can submit a story or look for a story? Or like we're journalists or something like that?
Yeah, kind of the same concept. They're actually journalists looking for sources for their story, because there's no way a journalist can know about everything they write about. So it's another way to get, just like you were saying, this article can get exposure. Helpareporter.com, I teach a lot of my clients and speak on that often. It's free on both sides, connects people with sources, and then they get written up. Like one of my clients got written up in Fast Company, mm-hmm. another in Reuters. So great publicity to add on to this article that we're talking about today.
You know, I've heard of it and I've just never put in the time to really, you know, look for things myself, but I'll definitely put it in the show notes because that just seems like a very valuable tool for people as well.
And the cool thing is, I suspect a lot of your listeners have their own podcasts, right?
Yes. Yes.
The cool thing is they made an exception. Normally you have to be a media outlet to request for guests or sources, you know, like ABC, NBC, or some of the smaller ones. They made an exception for podcasters. So podcasters can actually put a listing out there and say, I'm looking for people to be on my show and we talk about X, Y, and Z. So please put that in the notes as well, because sometimes podcasters have trouble finding guests.
Oh yeah, that's kind of a constant issue, I feel like, and this could be a source for your guests next time. This will help lots of people, or just even help them get ideas for finding guests or finding, you know, new topics for an episode.
And it's free bonus, right?
Who doesn't love free? I don't know if there is a deadline to submit to this, but the article came out August 18th. So if this is something that you are interested in, submit as soon as possible, and you can do it online in the show notes link for this article.
Great.
I look forward to the show. The show is focusing on, obviously, entrepreneurs, but ones that are in the American economy and, you know, trying to help move the American economy forward and that have a significant influence. So following the Hitachi Foundation standards, essentially. Okay, well, now that we've talked about that, Nancy, I feel like this is a good time to talk about your show and how you got involved in this, and just kind of give you the floor for it.
Yeah, thanks for that. My show started January of last year, so I am about in episode 90. And okay. Pretty big deal, huh? It's been almost 2 years. We focus on helping entrepreneurs with systems of being more productive. And I've had some really fun guests. When I was at Podcast Movement, I got to sit side by side with Pat Flynn. And I've never done a podcast in the booth, but that was pretty cool. John Lee Dumas. I've had some other people that help entrepreneurs. So it's just part of why I like podcasting. It's one of the funnest parts of my week is just randomly reaching out to people and they usually say yes. I'm just amazed at how quickly people agree to be on a show. Are you finding that too, Mackenzie?
Yes. Actually, I never really thought about that, but you're right. Maybe it's because you are hidden behind a microphone. Because I feel like whenever you ask people, do you want to do video, they cringe and get all, you know, nervous and sweaty, and because no one likes to be on video. But with a podcast, people are much more open to the idea of being on the show.
Yeah, it's just like being on the phone call and having a conversation. So I have not had one no, and I've had people come up and say, oh my God, how did you get that person on your show? And I said, well, I just asked. So I think I encourage all of your listeners, if there's somebody you want to get, just ask, because all they can say is no, and it's just a word, right?
Right. All they can do is say no, and if that happens, you move on, you make your show even better, and perhaps down the line, you ask them again.
Yeah, it's just a word. So my 100th episode is coming up, and I often say my two favorite guests I would love to snag is either Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal.
That'd be cool.
Or The Rock. And I was on an airplane last week going to California and just happened to sit next to somebody, it was Southwest, who knows Shaq. And he was going to play volleyball with him on that trip. And I said, could you please ask him for 15 minutes of his time to be on my show? And I haven't heard from Shaq yet, but I'm totally going to follow up because that would be a score for number 100.
I hope that works out for you. It's amazing the contacts that you can make in everyday conversation.
So do you have somebody you want to get on your show that is like a magic number, like 25, 50, 75, or 100?
I have no idea. I hadn't really thought about it, to be quite honest, but this is episode 27. And okay. I think if I was going to do, you know, like a big guest spot like that, that I would have to track down, I would try to do it for either 50 or 100. But I don't know
who
it would be.
That's a good plan. Well, when you think of it, let me know, and I'll share it on my show, too, and hopefully we can find you that person, because it's really fun when you get somebody like that.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, and you know what? Anyone listening to this, if you have any connection to Shaq, please help Nancy out.
Yeah, you can find me, Nancy, at nancygaines.com. Please make an introduction, and I'll send you a Starbucks gift card or something as a thank you.
Crazier things have happened on a podcast. the people that get on here for shows that are not necessarily considered super popular compared to
yet.
Some is
yet.
Yes, exactly. As you know, you're on episode 100. That's amazing. So
yeah,
it's growing.
I love when people come out and say, oh, I want to do a podcast. And the first thing I say is you definitely need to do it. And the second thing is I say, make sure they host with you, because I've been so happy with your customer service, the statistics and everything. Do you hear a lot of good feedback?
Oh, thank you. Actually, yes. Today I did get an email. I was going back and forth with someone about a sales. They were wondering what package they should get. And I just kind of helped them out with that and told them, you know, about all of our support, and they were very appreciative, and you know, seems that they're going to be a customer. So people are pretty positive, and we work very hard to keep that up.
You make it so simple, and that's one of my core values is simplicity, and your company just makes it simple, which I like.
Oh, thank you so much. That definitely comes from Todd, at least for PowerPress, because the reason he wanted to make PowerPress so easy to just publish and do in your WordPress blog post was he doesn't have a lot of time. He's, you know, does multiple shows and he doesn't have a lot of time, and this helps that.
Yeah, well, tell him to keep it up. So yes, I love podcasting. I love your tool, and it's one of my favorite things of the week. And another thing I would tell people if you're just starting out is just be consistent. Decide how often you're going to do it and stick to it, because people are expecting to hear from you. And when you get inconsistent, they lose interest is what I found.
You're definitely correct. And I have been practicing that myself as well. And, you know, I've had some times where I don't have a guest, but I put out an episode anyway and still discuss some podcasting news and try to talk about PowerPress, because consistency really is key for podcasting, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
So why did you decide to leave IBM and start a podcast? Or because I don't think you started a podcast right away, did you?
I started it probably 4 months into it. So okay. Not right away. I didn't even know what a podcast was. And while I was sitting in this class deciding I needed to do bigger things, and I turned my notebook over and kind of scratched out some numbers, like, can I actually financially quit? Mm-hmm. And the answer was yes. And the next guy that came up, it was a multi-speaker day, started talking about podcasting and how it was so fun. And next thing I knew, I've dropped a couple $1,000s on his course, and now I've got a podcast. I didn't want to spend that money and not take any action. So that's how I fell into it.
That is motivation if I've ever heard of it.
And my first one, it sucked. Like, I know that I was trying to be perfect and talking too fast and drinking water, and it was a mess. But after you get a couple under your belt, you're like, whatever, this is just talking, and people have good things they want to hear. So that's how I continued on.
That's just how podcasting works. Everyone's first episode is going to be rough. And at some point, you accept what it is and you just move on. And when you move on is when you get better. That's just the way it rolls. So do you have guests on your show, or is it just yourself?
No, I mix it up. So sometimes I have guests, and sometimes I just talk about something that's on my mind. And what I found is I don't always record the same day I release on Wednesdays. I record when I'm feeling it, because I even tried to record every day, and I'm like, I'm just going to have a daily podcast, and it wasn't me. I just didn't have the enthusiasm to talk, and I didn't want to talk just to talk. So I got into the flow, but I don't always record the same day I release. I record when I'm feeling it. Do you ever have days like that?
Yes, 100%. Having a guest on definitely gets you a little more amped up to, you know, be excited and have the enthusiasm to record, but I never record the day that I release either. This is Wednesday and I release episodes on Fridays. That always gives me a little bit of motivation in terms of getting the rest of the, getting the episode out. Because for me, the fun part is recording it. It's the getting it out part that is not.
Yeah, I don't like that as much either.
No.
But it needs to be done. One thing I found too is that standing up makes it a little bit more energetic. And John Lee Dumas told me that when I had him on my podcast. He's like, are you sitting? And I said, yes. I sit cross-legged on the couch in the living room by the fireplace. He's like, you got to stand up. So ever since he told me that, and it was almost a year ago, it just brings more energy.
Wow.
Do you sit or stand?
I am sitting because I'm sitting at this microphone with one PC for Skype and then my Mac to record, and I never really thought about standing. I guess I could. I'm a big fidgeter, so I guess I could try that out and see if I like it. My initial thought is that I would not, but you never know.
I thought the same thing, but he made me commit, so I said, okay, and now I love it.
Okay, well, if you're saying that you had the same thoughts as that I am right now, I guess I'll have to give it a try and try it more than once.
The other thing I like, and even though I'm a systems person, which means it should be repeatable and already prepared, I do personally take the time every week to look up great questions or create great questions based on what I looked up on my guests, because I want to know them. I don't want it to be very, very boring. So I do come up with personalized questions for each guest, which takes some time, but I think it makes it a lot more enjoyable to listen to.
It does make it more enjoyable. I try to keep it pretty open, but at the same time, not be completely oblivious to my guests, because I more so want the guests to tell their story to me, and because, you know, other people are listening to this as well, and they have no idea who you are, and I feel like giving them the floor sometimes brings out some other stuff, but then I don't try to ask everyone the same question. In fact, I don't know if I've ever asked anyone the same question over and over and over again.
I have one standard question I do ask. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, of course.
My standard question is, if you had one more hour in your day, Mackenzie, what would you do with it?
Like every day, if I had like 24 or 25 hours a day?
Yeah, if you had 25, what would you do with that extra hour?
I think I would probably try to try to listen to a new music album every day.
Oh, that's awesome. No one's ever given me that answer.
Once I graduated college and everything, I just feel like I've been listening to less music, and it's by far like my favorite thing in the world. So that would probably be it.
That's a great answer. So are you country or rock or?
I am rock and alternative and not a ton of country, but I will do like, I will get into a little bit of older country. So like Johnny Cash, something like that. I could do that.
Awesome.
So wait, okay. Now I have to ask you, what would you do with your additional hour that day?
I would read books. I try to read a chapter a day. That's my goal. I am way behind on that goal. And I, being a speaker and an author, a lot of times when you run into other speakers and authors, you trade books. So I've got some amazing books, and I swear it's about 18 inches high because I haven't gotten to them all. So I would read. I'd read on the deck.
Actually, I really love that answer too. My other thought was spend time outside, because now I spend a lot of time inside and I love to just go home and sit on my patio.
Where do you live?
I live in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. I'm in Denver, so we've got mountains, so they call your name every day to go outside. So I'd have to read versus being outside for sure.
Right, right. I imagine you would. You've got your 100th episode coming up soon, and I hope that it goes very well for you. And I hope you end up getting Shaq and at some point getting The Rock as well, because those would be some pretty great guests. I feel like they're personable and would have a lot to say, I feel like.
Yeah, they're very, not only talented, but they know a lot of different areas. And they have businesses, so it's great for my listeners, but with some fun mixed in. So yeah, I'm sure it's going to happen. We'll just manifest it.
It'll happen at some point. Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to say about your show? You know, get some things in before we move on?
Yeah, definitely listen to it. There's always actionable advice. I ask my guests to provide 90% value and 10% they can, you know, plug something. Like for me, when I'm a guest, I always invite people out to my website to download my 100 systems you must have in your business. It's nancygaines.com/systems, S-Y-S-T-E-M-S. But it's just so fun to make it more than just a conversation. Like people leave with stuff they can do to grow their business right there in the spot. So yeah, I encourage you. And of course, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes so you never miss an episode on Wednesdays.
Okay, people. Next time you are looking for a new show to subscribe to, check out The Nancy Gaines Show.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
No problem. Okay, so the next news article that we have is the IAB podcast ad metrics guidelines. That's kind of a mouthful now that I say it out loud. We are recording this on Wednesday, September 7th, and this PDF, this document came out on Tuesday, the 6th, and this has been a long time coming. I have known somewhat about this for over a year now, and there has been a committee of members working on this specifically that are IAB members, and they chose 23 people from various groups of podcasting, tons of different media companies, anywhere from NPR to Blueberry, and Libsyn is on here, and Wide Orbit is on here, and New York Public Radio. There's a bunch of good companies, and they all gave their input about advertising metrics for podcasting, and this is the document that they came up with as kind of a standard. They're calling it the guidelines for everyone to take a look at and hope that it moves advertising and podcasting in the right direction. About 12 pages long, but is very simple to read and understand. And that, I think, was one of the important things that they were trying to focus on, because they don't want just advertising companies to understand this. They want buyers and sellers and podcasters to be able to have the overall view of this. So, do you have any advertising in your show, Nancy?
No, but after reading that lengthy document, I thought I need to be doing some advertising for sure. Quite honestly, I don't know where to start. Maybe you could explain a little bit about how to do it and why it works.
Yeah, no problem. So advertising can be very simple for your podcast. For example, Blueberry will offer advertising opportunities to podcasters. A media buyer or an advertiser will come to Blueberry with a scenario saying, this is our campaign, this is the type of shows that we want to be on. And then we find those shows in our directory and, you know, of the users and customers that we have. And then we reach out to those people and we are, I guess, the middleman. We bring the two company, or we bring the two together. We bring the company to the podcaster. So there's that way you can approach a company yourself if you really want to. I know a lot of people have done that. They say, I like your product. I will advertise your product on my show if you pay me such and such amount of money. Or I know some people have even done some bartering before. Give me your product for free and I will advertise it on my show. And then there are entire companies such as Midroll that you partner with them and they bring you whatever advertising that they have that you put on your podcast.
So do you take commercial breaks? So this show is going to run for several minutes. Do you say, okay, now we need to take a break for our sponsors and then you talk about it?
Yeah, it's as, you know, casual as you would like it to be. And that changes from company to company and campaign to campaign. It can be something where you do say, and now we'll tell you about our sponsor. Say, you know, we're sponsored by whatever. And you talk about that company. Or we encourage you to not necessarily have a script, but have bullet points and tell a story with this campaign. We encourage people to do this within the first 25% of your show. Because as much as you love your show, someone might not make it until the end of the episode. And so by putting it in the at the beginning and in the middle, it's more likely to be heard that way. Which is also something that they talk about in these metrics is that, you know, for example, if a file was downloaded 50% and the advertisement was in the first 50% of the podcast episode, then it's counted as, you know, an advertisement that was seen and heard. But if it's at the end, it probably won't be considered because they didn't make it all the way to the end.
And do they get paid based on how many people listen to it?
That can vary. But yes, typically it's based on how many people have listened.
That's cool.
Sometimes you know, they'll do a flat rate as well. It just, you know, depends what they want to do.
I really appreciate that you go out and find current events to talk on this. I'm going to borrow that idea from you, Mackenzie. I think it's cool. You found two articles and that's what you, is that the way you run your show? You find current news and that's what you talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. So we have people come on and, you know, we love to talk about them and their show and how they use our tools. And then I always have two news articles pertaining to podcasting as well.
That is a great format. Yeah, I'm going to incorporate some of that, especially when I can't find a guest and I just need to talk about something. So very cool. You gave me some value today.
Oh, no problem. Happy to. So this, I know that it has been a long struggle and Blueberry has put in lots of time and effort and some of our own data from over the years as well to make statements and make it known of some facts for podcast statistics. And we are happy with the results and we just want people to use this. We want everyone to be able to be going about podcast advertising with the same guidelines and the same opportunities and knowledge going into it, because some companies are capable of giving this results and some are not capable of giving other specific results. It's just some people have more data than others. And this is what it's trying to tell you is that this is, you know, most likely what you should be basing your work off of as a podcaster and as an advertiser as well. It's giving people the heads up so they're not getting, I guess, not getting the short end of the stick, because how are you supposed to know?
Right. Do you think most people start their podcast with the expectation it will be monetized, that they'll make money on it?
it's becoming more and more popular. I mean, honestly, I don't have a ton of experience in that sense because I've only been here about a year and a half, but it is becoming a very popular question, such as at events and, you know, support tickets that we get and consultations that our company does, and it's how do we monetize our show? And that is one of the things that they are already thinking of before they even start the show. That is the goal. They say we can't have the show for our business unless we make money off of it. So it is definitely a big factor nowadays.
And there was a whole track at Podcast Movement. There's, you know, how they color coded everything. Mm-hmm. I think green, that was the green track. There was quite a few speakers on that.
Exactly. I mean, if it has its own track, then yes, it is important to many people. And for a lot of the time, it is what keeps your podcast on. Even if it is just a hobby, you want to make, you know, a lot of the time people that do it as a hobby, they want to make at least a little tiny bit to cover the cost of equipment or their podcast hosting or stats or something like that. Everyone wants a little bit, whether right. they will move forward and try to actually get advertising or anything like that is a different story. But I don't see many podcasters who don't want to monetize whatsoever.
Agreed.
Well, in the future, something for you to research and look into. I mean, your show would definitely be able to find tons of different things to advertise. So it's going to be easy to find something like that.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear that. I do get occasional emails from your company on advertising opportunities. I haven't seen one recently, but I have seen them come through.
Yeah. We typically will send out kind of like a broad email to people saying, do you want to be involved in this? This is an opportunity that came to us recently. And then over the summer, we started the Blueberry Advertising Priority List, which is essentially you telling us that you will accept advertising and work with us on an advertising campaign. And if it's something that you're really interested in, then I would suggest not only to you, Nancy, but to the people listening to check out the priority list that we created, because it gives you first dibs on any advertising campaign that comes to us. So I'll put
I
that in.
Definitely.
The-
yeah, that's cool. I will definitely check that out.
Yeah,
thanks for the heads up.
No problem. I will put that in the show notes link as well. There is an appendix to this document as well, and it's very important because I think more so for podcasters, the appendix is very important. It's scenarios of kind of how the statistics will work with your advertising. For example, number one is the example formula for measuring unique media file requests. Reading that out loud just sounds like a bunch of words put together that don't really mean much, but it will help give you an idea of the technicalities of a podcast statistic and how it can affect your advertising. And there are multiple examples of stuff like this, and I think it's going to be very helpful for people to understand. I would give that a look in this document as well. I think that Angelo, our CIO here at Blueberry, was a big part of writing the appendix and trying to make it easy for people to understand. So we're happy to have that in there.
Yeah, there was lots of good stuff, things I didn't even think about. So thanks for educating as well as making me aware of it.
We want everyone to be as educated as possible. Take control of your podcast and monetizing your podcast. We don't like to see people kind of get rolled over and be in the dark about things. And this will 100% help with that. If anyone out there is interested in advertising metrics for your podcast, highly, highly suggest giving this a read. It is in the show notes, and it's put out by the IAB, so that's a pretty good source for you right there. I just hope you guys all take a read of this and that's really all I have to say about it. Anything else, Nancy?
Nope, it was very good information. Thanks for tracking it down. So do you set up Google Alerts? Is that how you find your stuff or go to BuzzSumo?
We use, I think it's called Mention, and we get alerts that way. But since Angelo, our CIO, was one of the members of this, we knew it was coming sometime in August, September, something around that time. So we found it right away because we have been on the lookout for this.
Yeah, inside information helps, right?
It does. It really does.
My company has gained advantages, but I like to say gain the unfair advantage because it's a little bit more intriguing. But it sounds better on a business card with the advantages on that. So you had the unfair advantage with him.
Yeah, I think we did just a little bit. But with our unfair advantage, we get to share it with all of you. So it works out.
Yep.
We just want to share the wealth a little bit. Well, Nancy, it was so great having you on today. And thank you so much for sharing your information and giving us a peek into your journey of podcasting so far. It's great.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. I love talking about it. I encourage everyone, if you haven't started your podcast, go out and do one because they are just growing like crazy. And it's a great way to help people.
Oh, you're right. I know there's got to be some people out here that haven't started their podcast actually just yet. And this is more information and, you know, a reason for them to do it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mackenzie. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too. And for everyone listening, thanks for tuning into this episode. Be sure to review and rate us on iTunes and subscribe to the show however you would like. Thanks, everyone.